Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
Support for WPR comes from Stone Harbor, a Door County resort and conference center overlooking the historic steel bridge in Sturgeon Bay. Details about hosting a wedding or conference are at stoneharbor-resort.com.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The midterm vote in Wisconsin happens November 6th. As part of our series of candidate interviews, we'll meet Mandela Barnes, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. He was previously a Democratic state representative for the 11th Assembly District. He faces Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian candidate Patrick Baird, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clayfish, and Independent candidate Will Loesch. Mandela, welcome to the morning show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Glad to be back.
Tell me why you want to be the next lieutenant governor.
Yep, so I am running for lieutenant governor because Wisconsin has a need to restore and expand opportunity across the entire state. That's what the campaign has been about since I launched in January. And for the most part, it's what my time in the assembly was about. It's about making sure that we're working to expand health care. It's about fully funding our public schools and protecting our environment, and ultimately improving the economy of this state.
You're running against four other people in the midterm elections, Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian candidate Patrick Baird, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clayfish, and Independent Will Loesch. What sets you apart from the others?
I think the experience that I bring to the table in this race is much different than many of the other candidates. The issues that I speak to are issues that I've dealt with either in my personal life or have been very close to during my time in the city of Milwaukee, and also getting around the state. Sharing my story and listening to the stories of so many other people who have been left behind by government, and the need that we have for a voice that's running statewide could not be more important than this time right now.
Well, what do you consider the biggest challenge facing Wisconsin to be?
Well, the economy doesn't work for everyone. As much as the governor talks about a low unemployment rate, it dismisses the fact that we have high poverty. It dismisses the fact that there are people working multiple jobs just to get ahead. It dismisses the fact that there are people in our state who work 40 hours a week and still struggle to make ends meet. I would say the economy is probably the biggest issue because it's been framed in such a way that makes that one would think it's a success, but it's actually not. And it also impacts our children. The rate of child poverty is high, and that has an impact on the way that our children are educated because students show up to school not ready to learn, and it's reflected in test scores. It's reflected in the way that we evaluate our schools, and it's just not fair.
So how would you bring about change in this area then?
Well, the first thing we got to do, as I've talked about before, is raising the minimum wage. But going beyond that, we have to become a state that creates living wage jobs. Corporations, again, have written the rules in this state for far too long. And that's why you see the bulk of tax incentives that go to benefit our largest corporations. You also see the most wealthy individuals benefiting from the tax policies in this state. So with that said, if we are going to incentivize companies, they should be paying their workers a living wage. And we should also invest in renewable energy. I mean, that is the key to success right here in the state of Wisconsin. I've talked about a Green New Deal where we heavily invest in our renewable energy infrastructure. We can become a state that's fully powered 100% by 2050, even earlier, maybe 2035. But those are the steps that we need to take that would not just protect our environment, but also put people to work at sustainable, long-term living wage employment.
You, as you know, the role of lieutenant governor doesn't have a lot of authority under the Constitution of our state. But how would you use the job of lieutenant governor to make a difference in Wisconsin?
Well, that's the thing. Although the Constitution limits or has limits on a lot of the duties that a lieutenant governor would, you know, essentially, you know, carry out, there is a chance that we have an advocate in that office, someone who's going to make sure that when we get in office, that we're pushing a big, bold, progressive agenda because the people of Wisconsin have been waiting for it for too long. Working people are struggling to get ahead. Our environment is at risk. Healthcare is on the table right now. And, you know, I am very proud and very happy to be running with Tony Evers. I'm happy to be his running mate. I want to make sure that when we're in office, that we are effective on day one. I want to make sure that we are covering the losses from the last 7.5 years and ultimately moving the state in the right direction.
We're talking with Mandela Barnes, Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Wisconsin, on The Morning Show, part of our continuing series of candidate interviews. Well, you mentioned Tony Evers. Voters have been hearing a lot of back and forth between Governor Scott Walker's camp and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers' camp about how about taxes. If Tony Evers is elected governor, could you provide some clarity here? What taxes are you and Tony Evers open to raising, and where would the tax cuts come?
Well, what we're hearing is what the governor has been making up about Tony Evers and taxes. But what Tony has put out there is a proposed 10% cut for individuals who make up to $100,000 in our state. And that same cut would apply to families making up to $150,000 in this state. That's real relief for middle-income families. If you may know, you may not know, that the middle class in the state of Wisconsin is declining quicker than most other states in the country. And that's happening because we've been forgotten about. Middle-class households, middle-class, middle-income individuals have been disregarded in this state. But we want to make sure that we're expanding the middle class in Wisconsin. And so that's the truth on taxes. And everything else is what the governor decided he wanted to say in the last few weeks of the election.
So in terms of tax policy, are there some taxes that you would just absolutely be opposed to raising?
Well, the fact is, I mean, we have to, you know, things are on the table, right? We have to look at this stuff in totality. We have to look at how we're taxing corporations. I think that, of course, those taxes should be raised on the most wealthy individuals and large companies that are making money hand over the fist in this state with very little tax burden. I think that's unfair to working people in this state. So we need to start there. I mean, if we're going to talk about tax increases, that's where we should look. And we should not disregard the fact also that so many communities in this state have voted, at least 1 million people have voted to raise their own taxes in the state of Wisconsin through referendum to fund their public schools, because the state has not been a partner. The state has not fully funded public education in the way that we should have over the last several years.
The current Lieutenant Governor, Republican Rebecca Clayfish, has worked to align herself with the small business community. She considers herself an advocate in that area. If you're elected, what would your niche be?
Yeah, so I, again, I think renewable energy is probably, you know, where I see my role, not only from the standpoint of protecting the environment, but also moving our economy forward, moving us into the 21st century. If you look across the country, that's where the job growth is happening. And, you know, I come from an industrial family. My father or my grandfather worked at A.O. Smith for 30 plus years, nearly 40. My father worked at Delphi and Oak Creek for 30 years. So I know the need for us to get back to our manufacturing roots, because I wouldn't be where I am today if it were not for that. But the fact is, people have to be paid a living wage. And this is where Wisconsin can totally lead the nation. And I want to see that happen. I want to see us implement that Green New Deal. I want to see us be a state for the future. I want to see us become a state that is no longer the 10th most moved from state in the country, but one that is open, inviting, and welcoming to people, especially younger folks who don't see Wisconsin as a place to live, work, and raise a family anymore.
Well, speaking of moving, we know one of the things that's on the minds of voters is transportation. If elected to serve as Lieutenant Governor, what would be a top transportation priority for you right away?
Well, I want to make sure that, you know, aside from the roads, that we're looking at mass transportation. We need to be able to get people to and from the jobs in an efficient way, and also reduce our carbon emissions. I think that regional transit has to be a part of the conversation, especially areas like northeastern Wisconsin that are growing in size, and also southeastern Wisconsin. The people need to be able to get around easily, and I think that regional transit is an answer to a lot of the transportation woes that we have in this state.
Well, one of the issues around transportation for the last number of years has been how we pay for it. What do you think the best way is for us to pay for the transportation infrastructure that we need in the state?
Yeah, and so, I mean, like the gas tax is the most likely proposal, but I do think that it's something that we need our legislative leaders to come together on. And that's both sides of the aisle, because if you look at Scott Fitzgerald, the Republican leader in the Senate, he's not satisfied with the way that our transportation is being funded, and we are certainly not happy. And overall, most importantly, the people of this state aren't satisfied with the way that we're funding our transportation infrastructure, especially communities that are dealing with it in the worst ways. So this is something where we all need to come together in January when we have a new administration, which is obviously what we're hoping for and what we're working for. And we can solve this problem, but it's going to take everybody working together to get that done.
We have a couple of minutes left here. What do you think about the role of money in our elections? What's your take on that?
I think it's absurd. I think it's wild. I was in the legislature when they voted to double campaign contribution limits from $10,000 to $20,000 for statewide candidates, and I was in the assembly then, and my limits went from $500 to $1,000. I think it opens the door to some really scary stuff, and that's why you see the amount of lies on TV, on the radio. It's why you see unfair advantages, because it allows for a select few to essentially be able to control our government, and that's not the way it should be. I think we should go back to reducing our campaign contribution limits. I think that we should. I mean, I don't think our government should be paid for, and we're going down that path.
So, what message would you like to leave us with today, Mandela?
I would like people to know that there is a better path for the state of Wisconsin. We are choosing the path of opportunity to everybody in the state, regardless of the zip code. Every child deserves to be able to thrive in the state of Wisconsin. And people who aren't from here, I want people to know that Wisconsin will one day again be a place where you can come, live, work, raise a family, and prosper. We haven't been that way in a very long time. But once we get back to that place, I think you'll see a much better day. And I think that Wisconsin will once again lead the nation.
Mandela Barnes, Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, thank you for joining us.
Thank
today.
You.
I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.